Tell everyone we are on page 143. We are at the Simen Kuf Ayin Sif Beis. Okay, we're talking about how to act as a dignified person in the Suda. We have a chiyuv to be dignified, to act honorable, to act in a with midos, and so to overhear this and over here. Shnayim amtinin zed zeh bekarav. Okay, what it literally means is two people have to wait for each other on a plate. What it's talking about is two people are sharing a dish. Okay, they're sharing food together. Okay, then each one has to wait for each other. If the other person pulls away from the ka'ara, from the plate of food, and then take a drink, go to the bathroom, whatever it might go to, the other person should wait for him. Why? Because it's not nice, not dignified to hoard all the food to yourself. If you're sharing a plate of food, okay, or you're sharing, I don't know, a bag of popcorn, whatever it might be, okay, you bought it together, you should split it 50-50. Then, okay, you don't have to split up the kernels. But you eat together, so if one person stops eating, another person stops eating also, as a nice thing, a nice gesture, he should wait for his friend to come back before continuing eating. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan points out also, it's not talking about two people eating at the table together. If you're eating from your own plate of food, you don't have to wait for the other guy. It's talking about when you're sharing the same plate of food, then it would not be dignified to go ahead and hoard all the food to yourself. Avi Meim Shlosha, if there's three people, if one person has to stop, the other two people don't have to wait for the one person. Two people have to stop, then the one person wait for the two people. But two people don't have to wait for one person. Okay, that's the sack over here. The Mishnah Berurah over here brings out a couple other dinim over here. See, so cutting your days, a couple interesting things over here. He says, as long as it's not, he doesn't have to wait for a long time. The guy's going to go, I don't know, for a long time to go do something. He doesn't have to wait for a long time. We're talking about something that's going to take a little bit of time. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'yeshomri davka shalo b'shas sudah. Sorry, skipped a little bit. Sorry. So you've gotten your gimel. Vu adin lidover acher. Doesn't mean lav davkish drinking. Other things also. Then he brings out a couple extra dinim over here. Ain't derech eretz le talmud chacham li shos mayim if they rabim. It's not the derech eretz or talmud chacham to drink water in front of the rabim. Eli yafok panov litzar acher. He should turn to the side. But then he brings down this very interesting din from the Gemara and Ksus. Yeshomrim. Sorry, skip a line. It says, b'shas ksubas samachem. Isha shein baila ima ein lo lishtos yayim. A woman, from the Gemara, it says a woman wants to drink wine only in front of her husband. It's not appropriate for a woman to drink wine not in front of her husband. And if they're away, and there's other people around you in front of her husband, it's not a good idea. Nowadays, a husband probably shouldn't drink without his wife also. Could lead to terrible things, unfortunately. We all know what happens when people get drunk and the like. Okay, but the Gemara Ksuba specifically talks about a woman. It's not appropriate for a woman to drink, not around her husband. If she drinks normally in front of her husband, a little bit, not in front of her husband, the Magen Avraham says, would be okay. Siv Gimel. Everyone should leave over a little bit of blue food on their plate in order for it, once again, to give it to the Shamish. We learned earlier on in Kufasamach test about the Shamish also. So what's the difference over here? We see the dinim are different over here. Back over there in Kufasamach test, we had two dinim. One is meikar to din, something that smells very good. And you're eating in front of the Shamish, you have to give him right away. We also said that there's a midas chasidus, anyways, to give him from kol min v'min, anyways, to give him right away also. That would be a midas chasidus. This is meikar to din, even if you didn't do that, you're mechuyev to leave over some food so the Shamish could have what to eat. Look inside, Mishnah Berurah, if cutting your dalit. Mikol makom. Over here, you're leaving over food. Midas chasidus liton gamiyad davar muat. Kamosh kata besimin kum samachtes. It's a midas chasidus to give him right away a little bit of food and not wait for the leftovers on your plate. Okay, nowadays the posting point out. If you don't have a Shamish, we don't have people coming to our door asking for food from our plate. You don't have to leave over a little bit of food from your plate every time you go ahead and eat. Okay, there's no mitzvah and why you're not so dignified to lick your plate clean. Okay, that's not such a nice idea, but you don't have to leave over some food left on your plate in order for that you can finish off the piece of schnitzel that you have. You don't have to leave over a piece of the schnitzel. You go ahead and finish off the schnitzel. But even by the Shamish, have a kishamish mara mina ilpis atol hakara. When he's taking from the pot and putting it onto a serving dish or putting it onto plates, ain't derech laniach beilpis klum mitzarkel. You don't have to leave over in the pot for the shamish because the din is you leave over on the plate. You leave over at the end of the suda for the shamish to go ahead and eat. Once again, you have to make sure you take care of your workers. You have to take care of the people around. Don't be chazerim. Make sure that the others have what to eat also. Siv Dalet. Ein mistaklim bifnei ha'ochal v'lo b'manoso sholo levaisha. This is a hard thing for wives to do. They make a whole suda. They get upset when their orchim don't eat the food. Okay, but this dinin shulchan aruch over here, they're not allowed to look at the people's plates. You're going to embarrass them. They say, what they took? They took the shulchan, they took the schnitzel. They took the schnitzel, they didn't take the potato kugel. Okay, they took this, they didn't take that. That is incorrect thing to do. You're not supposed to be looking at what the guests are eating. It's a din over here in shulchan aruch, shulchan levaisha. It's embarrassing for him. He took too much, he took too little. Whatever it is, you look at your own plate. You don't have to look at other people's. Obviously, the Balabatim's kavana is to make sure that the orchim have enough to eat, to make sure they should be comfortable to take more food and to have enough food for them. Obviously, that is generally the kavana, and that's an okay thing to do. But to sit there analyzing what the person didn't eat, that is not a good idea, and it's against this din over here in Shulchan Aruch. Very interestingly, it talks over here, if you look at the tour, it brings out a din for those who learn Maseches Pesachim, there's a whole couple dapim of agadita in the 10th parak over there talking about not drinking from zugos. Okay, you don't drink an even amount of cups. Okay, you have one cup of wine or one cup of drink or three cups of drinks. You're not supposed to have zugos. Okay, it's shadim and stuff like that. Zugos is a bad idea to have. Over here, the Torah brings it down in the Shulchan Aruch. In the Torah, he brings down the din of not drinking zugos, part of the minhagim of the Suda. Interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch leaves it out. Seemingly he says, nowadays we don't have to be choshesh for zugos, and therefore that whole sugya would be wiped out according to the Shulchan Aruch. Interesting is, because it seems to be like Shitas Tosa, I think Tosa brings it down also over there by the zugos, he says it does not shayach so much nowadays. The problem is though, the Tosa says that by a bunch of different dinim. Like my machronim, he says, is not so shayach, my melstomis nowadays. There are other dinim also that Tosas brings down, fixing klishir, but dancing on Shabbos Tosas brings down. But over there, the Shulchan Aruch does paskin like these dinim. He doesn't paskin like Tosos. He says, you're supposed to wash my macharonim. He brings down, he does mention Shitas Tosos, but he does bring it down, the Shulchan Aruch, to wash my macharonim. He does bring down not to dance on Shabbos Shemi Yitak and klishir. Other things that maybe the Gzeris don't apply nowadays. So this could take a long time. We're not going to deal with it right now to analyze when it is we take on Gzeris of Chazal, even though the reason of Chazal goes right, perhaps don't apply so much nowadays, versus over here like Zugos where we leave it out, and generally I don't know if people are makpid not to drink an even amount of cups and be choshesh for Zugos. Okay, there is a pre-chadish in the beginning of Yoredeya that has a whole lengthy discussion about this discussion, but that's just some food for thought. You can think about it on your own. You can analyze it if you want to go into these things. Steve, hey. Hanichnas labayis, you enter into someone else's house. This is the cloud. Kol ma sheyomer lo balabayis yaseh. Anything the balabayis tells you to do, you're supposed to do. We'll get to the other gersa that maybe you guys have heard before in a sentence, chutz mitzay. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. But the Shulchan Aruch over here just brings down the din is the balabayis tells you to do something, you go ahead and do it. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkatan Tezayin, Kol ma sheyomer. Even if you feel a Baal Bayis is like taking advantage of you, he's telling you to do something that is beneath your kavod, or he's just trying to boss you around and things like this. The orech would never have done this normally, but the Baal Bayis doesn't do it. Tosa says you should go ahead and still listen to the Baal Bayis, even though you're not so comfortable doing what he's telling you to do. You should go ahead and do it anyway, so the Baal Bayis tells you to do it. Every ma'oreach noeg is a precious bedover. Sha'asu mishum tzrach is. Now here it gets like this. It's a dover posh. If the Baal HaBayis tells you to do something against halacha, you're not allowed to listen to him. You don't do things that are against halacha. So much so, Marenu Rabbeinu Nevin Tzal brings down the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. He didn't even tell you to do something. He didn't give you something. Let's say he doesn't offer you Shalosh Shudas and Shabbos. You're there getting about a half hour before Shkei. You see they're not about to eat Shalosh Shudas. You have a din Shulchan Aruch to eat Shalosh Shudas. Rabbeinu Nevin Tzal says, you ask him for some bread. Eat Shalosh Shudas. Okay, it's embarrassing. It might be embarrassing, but then you don't go. Better be embarrassed in front of the Baal HaBayis than be embarrassed in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have a din you have to eat. Three Shudas on Shabbos. And therefore, you should ask for food. Kal v'chomer, if he tells you to do an Isser. Okay, if he tells you to do something that is absolutely Usser, you're not allowed to listen to him. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah is talking about you are machmir on something. Okay, you are done. It says the Lashon over here is, once again, in Orech Noega, he's a precious bedavar. However, over here, also mishum srach iser. He's machmer and suddenly because he's afraid of an iser. Meaning the action itself is not absolutely aser, but it might come to an iser. If that's the reason why he doesn't do this action, einu mechuyav lishma l'bal habayis lavor. He is not mechuyav to listen to l'bal habayis in order not to chas even get close to an iser. Aval davershu precious ba'alma, but just some astam chumra that someone is knowing to do on himself, but it's not because he's afraid of being an over iser. He just acts in a certain way of precious. Okay, he's machmer on himself, but it's not going to come to an iser. Tov la'gever la'haster ma'asav, he should better to hide his actions. And therefore do what the Baal Bais is telling you, even though it's generally something that you would be normally machmar. So that's the chilik over here. If the chumra is misad shrach iser, then don't do it even though it's going to be megula that you're machmar on this thing. But if you're doing it because it's a chumra ba'alma, because of precious, that you like to be more machmar on yourself, then you should go ahead and do it even though you are generally would not do this thing. That's the klal over here. Okay, this that I told you that you're not allowed to be of an iser. Okay, some of the girsa komasha balabais osei chutz midvar iser, except for dvar iser that's a mefurish according to those girsas. But the more accustomed girsa that many people have is komasha balabais osei chutz mitzei, except for leaving. Okay, except for leaving. What does this mean? The pashtus, the pashup shot of that memra of Chazal is that. Listen to the Baal Bais, except the Baal Bais kicks you out of his house. You don't have to listen to the Baal Bais, chutz mitzei. Okay? So a lot of our people are mipala on this girsa. They either take it out, or they say, why would you have to listen? The Baal Bais doesn't want you in his house. You should listen to the Baal Bais and go ahead and leave because he told you to go ahead and leave. Okay? So a couple of things. Number one, in the new Morena Rabbeinu Nevin Tzal Mishtabro, he brings down, he mentions this. By the way, the Ber Halacha mentions it. If you look in the Ber Halacha, Dibur Masla Nichlas, the Bais, Komash, Yomar, the Baal Bais, Yaseh, Biksas, Nuschos, Bishas, Psochim, Ita, Chutz, Mitzeh, except for leaving. Okay? So now, look inside Morin Rabbein Rav Nevinson, the new Mishnah Brothers says, Chutz, Mitzeh, he says, Yesh, Gorsim, Chutz, Mitzeh, Eser, like we said before. Okay? Viadua Maisa Be'agra, there's a famous Maisa with the Gra, Shaseir of the Baal Bais, let's say, Smebeso, that the Gra refused to leave a Baal Bais' house, even though the Baal Bais tried kicking out the Gra did not leave. V'samach me'od, says Rav Nevinson, the story goes that the Gra was very happy, Shekia mitzazu shalchutz mitzei, because he was mekayim divrei Chazal, that he didn't leave, and then the Baal Bais said, Yinkin a Gra, haven a dover kibashmo, therefore the Gra understood this, pshuto kibashmo, like the girsa over here of chutz mitzei, and he was mekayim this din. I don't know if you want to try that at home, okay, whether you want to, if someone tries kicking you out, just stay there, but that's what the Gra did. However, there's other perushim over here, what does it mean, chutz mitzei? Look in the Ber Halacha, it says, Ayim bebach sheperush, kol sheirush sheyomer lo Baal Bais sheyasa betoch peiso, yasa. Any sheirut, anything that the Baal Bais asks you to work in his house, he asks you for a favor, you have to listen to him. Chutz mitzei klomer, im yomer lo sheyasharito b'yetzia chutz habayis, when he's asking you for something outside of the house, not for you to leave, but he asks you to go shopping at a store, that you don't have to listen to him. Anything inside the house, that you have to listen to the Baal Bais. Outside the house, you don't have to listen to the Baal Bais. But listen to the pshat of the Reishis Chochma. The Reishis Chochma, quoting the Kaf HaChaim also, the Reishis Chochma is quoted over here in the Piskei Tshuva, Os 46 over here, the Reishis Chochma says, what are we talking about? Who's the Baal Bais? We're talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kol Masha Baal Bais Omer. Yaseh, you have to listen to everything Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you. Chutz Mitzeh. Except if he says, I don't want a relationship with you, get out, because I don't, you did this and this and this, that you don't listen, have to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Like the famous story in the Gemara with Acher. Okay, the famous story with Acher. Acher committed some very serious offenses to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, he was a big abikoris and stuff like this. He did some terrible, terrible things. And even heard a basko that said that everyone is zochet olam haba except for Acher. Acher is not going to have any schus the olam haba. And therefore, basically, he goes completely off the derech when he hears this. And basically, Gemara goes on to tell us that even though the basko said it, it's not true. If he would have come back and he would have done real tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have even accepted even Acher, who did the most terrible offenses. And therefore, what we're saying is, any time HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pushing you out, don't listen. Chutz mitzei, you should also come back and still do tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the day, loves us so much that he's even going to take us back. And that's the other pshat over here, is Kol Masha Baal Bais Omer. Osei, chutz mitzei, it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to the Reishis Chachma. Okay, a couple more halachas over here. Says the Mechaber over here, Sivav. Lo ye adam kapdan besudasa. A person shouldn't get angry. He shouldn't be makpid on others during a suda. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikat Yudches, why not? If you're so afraid of them, people are, you know, you're trembling, you're afraid of what they're going to say, what you're going to do. You're afraid to do certain actions, even good things. You might be afraid to give tzedakah to the honey comes to the door, because maybe the Baal Bai is going to get upset at you. Maybe you're going to cause your orchim to be afraid to eat. They're going to be afraid to do something wrong, afraid to take too much food. They're going to manage themselves from eating. So they're afraid he's going to get sensitive and he's going to yell at them for what they eat. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsaw points out over here, Captain Bisudoso, you're never supposed to be a captain. What's this milchat thing of Bishas Lechila? Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsaw, Tim Rasul, Captain. Gam Shalo Bishas Suda in Tovlios, Captain. You should never be a captain. The captain is a very bad midah. And therefore, Kabdonus is something that one should stay away from all the time. Kfar Amru Chazal, Harbid Varim, Gnusa Kasa Kabdonus. So what's the difference between Suda and not Suda? Okay, there's certain times where even though you're not supposed to feel the kas, we're supposed to work on ourselves, you don't feel kas, but when it comes to certain times, to show that you're angry is sometimes dafka mitzvah, when they're doing that. But over here, during the suda, you're not even supposed to show kas at all, because once again, you're going to scare the people out during the suda, and you don't want to go ahead and do that. That's what Nevin Sol's chat, what's going on over here. Okay, last thing over here, Steve Zion. See, Zion says, Lo yochal adam prutza kabeitza. You should not eat a piece of bread more than a kabeitza at a time. Vim ochal hareze gargrad. If you eat more than, put more than a kabeitza in your mouth, you're considered glutinous. Okay? You're hoarding again. You're a pig. Okay? You don't be a gargrad. That is not a good midah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here says, if cutting your test, this is the big chiddush. Okay, one thing not to take more than a kabeitza in your mouth, that's a lot in a bite of food. But he says, you're not even supposed to hold the kabeitz in your hand when saying birkas hamotzi. Okay? Besides for Shabbos, for your mitzvah, lecha mishnah, but let's say during the week, you shouldn't hold the kabeitz in your hand, which sounds like then holding a sandwich. Okay? You got a sandwich in your hand, sounds like that would be against this din in Shulchan Aruch and in a chanami vizosa bracha brings down b'shem Dayan Fisher that when he would take a sandwich, he would break off a little piece of bread at a time and he'd only eat that little piece that was less than a kibbutz, so like the din over here and in Shulchan Aruch. Oh, and Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsaw and many other poskim hold that it all goes by society. What's the reason over here? It wasn't dignified to hold. You look like a gargrun. Nowadays, everyone holds a sandwich. Having a sandwich is a very normal thing. You get the baguette, you put the turkey in there like we have on Thursday afternoon's lunch. Okay, you make yourself a sandwich and you eat it. That's the norm of the way of going ahead and eating. And therefore, nowadays, you wouldn't be a gargrun as long as you're not doing something. I don't know, you're going to get the foot-long sub or something like that. Okay, you might look like a gargrun. But having a little regular sandwich, that would not be look like a gargrun nowadays. Therefore, when Rabbi Nevinsaw holds, that would be super fine to go ahead and do it. Adkan for today.